We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Southside Jake joins us now for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Good morning, Jake. How are you, buddy?
What's up, boys? How are we doing today?
It's a Skeens Day. We're doing great. How about you?
Oh, man. I'm super excited to watch that tonight. Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely.
No chaw in right now? Did you spit it out, or is it going in after, or you're quitting? What happened here?
I'm running a little bit late today. So I have to save that. You can't rush perfection.
I actually almost texted you when I was off a couple of weeks ago, had a guy that I just met at a bachelor party fall asleep with a full can in the front of his mouth, and I would imagine waking up like nine hours later, the first thing I want to do is absolutely hurl.
Yes.
Anyhow.
I have fell asleep one time with a chew in my mouth. It was just once, but I'm sure every person that has done that at some point.
Yes.
We all know how terrible it is.
Can't be good.
But,
all right, Jake, what do you got for us, baby? We're all stars today. We're feeling good.
Let's go. All right. So after last show, Callis texted me. He said, I want baseball questions. I want nothing but baseball questions. So he better be involved here. And I'm also feeling a little generous today. I'm going to give you multiple choices today.
Oh, I like that.
Phone a friend, 50-50?
Wait. No. Not that generous, guys. Not that generous.
Don't give me multiple choice for the baseball ones until I get a chance to answer first.
Okay, so Callis wants no multiple choice. Then if we're having issues, you give us the multiple choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fair.
Understood. We'll go with that. All right, first question here. What is the distance between bases in an MLB field?
90 feet.
What are you going to screw that one up, Callis?
I didn't want to answer it too fast. So 90 feet.
Yes. I knew, guys. I threw you guys a fastball right down the middle on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you guys that one. All right. This one, I don't know. You're going to have to be really good to get this one. How many exposed stitches are on a MLB baseball?
For God's sakes.
Jeez.
You want multiple choice?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about Mrs. Met right now and all her exposed stitches. Shoddy thick.
All right. A, 50. B, 75. I'm looking at the wrong question.
I was about to say 50.
Up. Oh, boy. All right. The question again. How many exposed stitches are on an MLB baseball? A, 108. B, 96. Or C, 42.
96 sounds right.
Final answer?
I'm going. I wanted to go A. I think there's more.
I want to go right, A as well. Yeah.
A is the correct answer.
Let's go. Good job, Callis. You stink.
I don't need the multiple choice.
Oh, man.
2 for 2.
Good job, boys. Good job. Nice one. Man, you guys are killing me today. All right. Final. Which statement is true about PNC Park? A, the Pirates dugout is down third baseline. C, there are 672 lights in the seven towers that light the field. And B, I mean C, PNC is the second smallest seating capacity in the MLB. Or D, all of the above.
Get your chewing, because you got B's and C's all confused. You're reading the wrong answers for the wrong questions. I know that the dugout is on the third baseline. I'm trying to think of ballparks that are smaller, and there's not many. So that sounds right.
So D.
I'm going to go all the above.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are right.
Look
you guys
at this.
Went 3 for 3 today.
I was all prepared for you to be like, who were the All-Stars in the 2006 game was at PNC Park? And that would be Freddie Sanchez and Jason Bay. I thought you were going to ask the last Pirates starting pitcher to start an All-Star game. That'd be Jerry Royce back in 1975. You could have thrown any baseball question at us. We were killing you today.
I was thinking it was the last rookie to make the All-Star game.
I think you asked this last week.
For the Pirates.
I think he asked this last week whenever you were out.
I did. I want to know if Crowley was listening.
The last rookie to make the All-Star game for the Pirates.
I know exactly. I remember
it. Yeah.
So I know Jason Bay won Rookie of the Year. Is it Evan Meek?
No. It is Tony Womack, 1997.
Dang. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess not.
Little bonus question for listeners out there.
I didn't want that. I egged him on, and then I got my comeuppance. I effed around, and then I found out.
You poke the bear, sometimes you get bit.
Jake, this was fun. It's always fun, man. Appreciate you doing this every week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday at 7:35.
All right, fellas. Callis, have a good day, guys.
We'll see you, bud.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating.
Oh, I thought I was going to get some who started some game questions. Yeah,
I was all prepared. I was doing my research during the break. Not for nothing. Freddie Sanchez, really good back in the day. Won the batting crown in 2006, hitting .344. Was an all-star the next year, hitting .304. And then he was a three-time all-star with the Pirates.
Didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that he was a three-time all-star. I sat on that third base dugout the game he won the batting crown, and everyone got Freddie Sanchez signs, and my buddy Nick and I, he got the tickets. I could not have gotten above the dugout tickets, easy for me to say. And we were on the front page of the Post-Gazette that day with our Freddie Sanchez signs.
Was it the first time you were in the paper?
Yes. How many times have you been in the paper, Doran?
More than Freddie Sanchez. Probably.
You know, there was another time, because my buddy's dad was a judge in the area, and so he would get tickets to all these things, and we were in the front row for that game. We were in the third row for another game, sitting right behind Frank Coonley, who is the Pirates team president at the time.
Yes.
And this was back when the Pirates were kind of good, but they wound up not finishing well. And the bases were loaded. The Pirates were playing the Padres. And I think there was like one out. And the PA guy comes on. And now batting for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ronnie Cedeno. And Frank Coonley goes, crap.
That's all he said. Crap.
But he didn't say crap.
He said the other word.
He said the other word for crap. And it absolutely killed me. Like, even Coonley knows his ass is grounded into a double play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.